Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And hello, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. If you guys have been going through the week and you're looking for a little bit of inspiration or something to motivate you to keep going, I think our next guest has something just for you. Bishop Lawrence LaBelle Hancock is making his first appearance on our program today. We're going to talk to him not only about his ministry of music, but what it's been like for him to use the gift of music to be able to really to speak to people around the world. The single you guys will be hearing a little bit later in our broadcast is Spend Some Time With You. It's from the album Trust in Him. We're going to talk to the bishop not only about how trusting in God has helped him, but also how he knows it can affect you as well. Bishop, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Brother Cyrus, God bless you. Thanks so much for having me.
Amen. The pleasure is definitely all mine. Congratulations to you on the single. As I said, we'll be listening to that a little bit later. But the title of the album is Trust in Him. And I think, you know, when people are looking at their lives, Bishop, you know, there's so many people who have been betrayed. They felt as though they've been forgotten. What has it been like for you to be able to share the message of the importance of trusting in God and knowing that He's there for them?
Trust in Him is a song that was written out of a place in which I really didn't understand it. I wrote the song some years ago, but it was prophetic because it really spoke into a very situation that I had some years ago in which I had to put all of my trust in God. The intellect failed. The networks failed. The only thing I had was the fact that God said that He would never leave me nor forsake me, and He told me a couple things in life. He said, I haven't allowed certain things to cross your desk because I expect you to fail. And He also said that favor doesn't mean that you don't have to go through, but favor guarantees that you make it through. And because those two words did not return void, it has allowed me to trust in God today in a way that I never have. And obviously, I'm exceptionally grateful.
Yeah. I think that is the thing. And you know what, like you said, you know, we all know what it's like to go through a trial, Bishop, and to go through a turbulent time. But I think to know that we're not going through it by ourselves definitely makes a difference. Now, of course, the music that you've been able to do is one thing, but you've been able to minister to the hearts and minds of people even before this single and this album. When did you first know that God had a plan for you? When did you know that you weren't just here existing, but that He really had a purpose for you?
Cyrus, I was 3 years old, and I was sitting at the Indiana Avenue Missionary Baptist Church in Toledo, Ohio, and I would be mesmerized at the organ player. He was a Brother Derek Roberts in Toledo, and he would write songs, and he would direct the choir. He would play the organ, and I was just mesmerized by it. I said, God, if you allow me to play, I promise you I'll never give my gifts or my talents to the world. I'll always do this for you. And I got saved a year later, and you know, my development took place, and right around the age of 8, God allowed me to begin to develop the ability to play music, and writing music and playing music, because of what was exposed to me early on, they were synonymous. So I was always writing music, and I couldn't even really play that well. So as I matriculated through around the age of 11, I wrote a song called Jesus Will Set Your Soul Free, and it really ignited the church. And from there, you know, my gift just continued to evolve. I competed in the NAACP AXO competitions in high school, you know, as a composer. The Lord blessed me to win a composition scholarship to college. And so God just allowed a real natural matriculation and progression in Him. It didn't allow me to grow too fast. It didn't really allow me to grow too slow. But to His glory, you know, He's brought me to this place.
Wow. You know, and I think that is the thing, and that is what so many people want for themselves, Bishop. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Bishop Lawrence LaBelle Hancock. He's making his first appearance on our show. We're talking to him about his album, Trust in Him. But I was just asking him, if you're just coming in, when did he first realize that God had a calling on them? And the reason I wanted to ask you that, Bishop, is because I think it all begins looking at life differently. I know it did for me. Looking at life differently really begins in knowing that God wants the best for you. So many times people have what I think is a sometimes delusional idea of who God is and what he does in our lives. But I think, you know, for us to realize that we're here for a reason and that all of us are here for a purpose. No one is a mistake, you know, but that we are all here to be able to do his will. I think that definitely changes the way we see ourselves. What has it been like for you, though, to share that message with other people? Because you meet people that are feeling lost, that are feeling alone, abandoned, betrayed. What is it like for you to share that message with them, Bishop, and to see the way that that affects the way they see themselves?
You know what, Brother Cyrus, you mentioned something about the uniqueness of who we are. You know, I'm the bishop in the Lord's church, but I'm also the product of adultery times two. Both of my parents were married to other people. They came together and made me. I mean, you want to talk about the irony of God. You want to talk about the unusual sets of circumstances that we all have to overcome, and that's who I am. I'm that person, the very embodiment of the Holy Spirit in the earth today, that says, even though you may have been born on the wrong side of the tracks, you may not have even known who your biological father was. You may not have been loved the way you thought you should have been loved. God still has a plan for your life. You are not an accident. God has a plan that is unique for you, and he's looking to do something special even under unusual sets of circumstances. And so obviously when I minister in music, it gives me an opportunity to sing songs like Trust in Him that talks about, you know, my feelings may have been hurt, my dreams deferred, even pain and misery tries to steal my joy. The lyrics and the music just speaks directly to the situations of believers, and I thank God for him allowing me to write that way all of my life. And I thank God for some young people in New York that I met in Nashville. They wanted to buy my music simply because they appreciated the fact that the lyrics of the song spoke directly to their situations.
Exactly. One of our Facebook friends just posted, "The past has passed, let it go." And for so many people, that is so hard to do, Bishop. It's so hard for them to let that go. But it is so great to know that God wants you to be able to live in the now, to enjoy what he's doing for you right now. And so many times I think, you know, one of the things that causes us not to appreciate where we are is that we're so busy thinking about what we don't have instead of what we've been blessed with. And I think if we can really live in that present, it definitely makes a difference. So let's go to the single that we're going to be hearing here, and that is Spend Some Time With You. Talk to us a little bit about this single and how it came about.
Spend Some Time With You was birthed out of a reflection of my own. As many believers, as we matriculate, we want to evaluate our status in God. And sometimes we hit those low moments that you just talked about before. And what I realized was that, okay, yeah, I pray, yeah, I read my Bible, but what kind of quality time do I really spend with God? Do I ever stop before I wake up in the morning and I have breakfast, before I pull my car out of the driveway or out of the garage? Do I spend any real quality time with God? And that's where the song is written from, a reflection of, God, you know what, I'm sorry. I understand that you're great. I understand that you're kind towards me. But you know what? If I really want to be more like you, if I really want to have the full embodiment of who you are in my life, I've got to carve out the same kind of time with you that I do with my wife, with my children, with my friends, with my family. And I thank God that the music sets that kind of mood to really thinking about intimate time with God. And obviously, you know, God has blessed us. You know, it's getting some record play across the country as well as, you know, the United Kingdom, South Africa, and even Canada.
And I think that's the thing, for it to be able to reach people where they are. And that's one of the great things about the Internet. We're going to talk about how you and I connected, Bishop, here in a moment. But for those who haven't had a chance to hear it, here is Bishop Lawrence Lavelle Hancock with Spend Some Time With You. Stay with us. We'll be back with more Conversations Live.
Time with you before my car gets put in drive.
That was Spend Some Time With You from Bishop Lawrence Lavelle Hancock here on Conversations Live. We've been speaking to the bishop not only about his own ministry of music, but what it's been like for him to share what he's learned himself about God and his relationship with him to be able to help other people. Bishop, one of the things, and we're going to talk about social media and the internet here in a moment, but one of the things you say in that song, and I think a lot of times, you know, and this is one of the things I had to get into the habit of, before we get into the busyness that is the day these days, and it never seems to be enough hours in the day, the most important thing we can do is spend time with our Creator. How do you think that has helped you to stay focused in your life?
Well, I've been in corporate America for the last 20 years as an engineer, and I know what the rat race is like most Americans. And because we get so busy and not spending that kind of quality time with God, we go into meetings, we go into dealing with people, without really putting on the whole armor of God. And as a result, we can find ourselves dealing with people and situations in a way that isn't really reflective of who we're really supposed to be. But I've come to discover that the more I spend time with God, before I have my breakfast, before I put the car in drive, I realize that my day takes on a completely different tone. So I found that it's not all the deepness. It's just saying, okay, God, before I do anything, let me just fall down on my knees by this bedside before I even go get in the shower. Let me just give you what I need to do with you before I do anything else. And I found that that is working in my life.
And that's the thing. And I think that's the thing for people. It's not just about what you do on Sundays or going to a place. It really is about being with him at all times. I mean, as you say in the song, you know, before cranking up the car. I mean, that is one of the things, because we definitely want him to be with us when we're out on these roads, especially here in the South lately, and all really all across the country. I mean, making sure that we are spending that time to be able to get his direction and also to get his guidance. So for people out there, you know, of course, who are listening to this, you and I actually met through social media. What has that been like for you to share not only the message with people in person, but then to have the avenues that are with the internet to be able to do that?
You know, it's been outstanding, and Brother Cyrus, obviously we're very, very grateful for social media because it connected us in this divine appointment. And it's serving as an outlet to not only allow people to hear the music through the RDOs of the world, the iTunes of the world, all of the different opportunities to hear music, but we've been able to touch base with a service that not only allows our music to be played on radio, but we get to hear and see the comments of the people that listen to our music, actually become fans of it. And so now it's allowing me to create an even larger network of people that like the music, are being blessed by it, and then we can have real conversations. And obviously, music is a tool. I am still a senior pastor. I love preaching the Word of God. I'm not getting ready to give that up as long as I've got breath in my body. But the music has always been a part of my life. It's what God used to get my attention at the age of 3, 4. And quite honestly, if God didn't use music, I may not be a preacher today. So I'm grateful for the social media aspects through Twitter, through Facebook, and the likes that allow me to connect with people in real time and to do real ministry, because that's what I'm about.
There you go. Well, you know, we say on this program all the time, and I've had guests say it as well, Bishop, when used responsibly, the internet can be an amazing thing. And I think, you know, what you're doing, what we try to do here is an example of trying to do that. So for those who are just hearing the single, Spend Some Time With You, they're just hearing about the album, Trust in Him, Bishop, what would you say to them about the importance of, you know, before they try to cultivate any other relationship, above everything else, the importance of cultivating a relationship with their Creator?
You know what, it's kind of futile, if you will, if you're trying to develop a relationship with an estranged parent, you're trying to develop a relationship with the opposite sex. If you don't really have an authentic relationship with God, and the word I use authentic is because a lot of times as Christians we carbon copy the relationship styles that we see in our parents and our friends, even our servant leaders. But the key is to develop an authentic relationship with God, obviously through spending time with him, having regular dialogue like we're doing now, so that he can know us and we can know him. And it allows us to develop an awareness of who we are, and then we can then say to other people, first and foremost, I belong to God. And here's a word we don't use much, but here are the standards that come along with life. And yeah, as long as we're true to the standards that God gives us through his word, and then we embody them through our everyday execution, it allows us to weed through some foolish relationships that we've all been in and puts us on sound ground, if you will, or fertile ground, to be able to have exactly what God promised us.
There you go. I think that's the thing. And again, it is being able to trust in his promises, as the album is, you know, reminding us to trust in him. I mean, in trusting in him, that means that is a relationship that definitely we know if we do our part, he's already going to do his part. So it really is about making sure we're bringing our best to God in each and everything that we do. Again, everyone, you've been listening to Conversations Live. Our guest is Bishop Lawrence Lavelle Hancock. Bishop, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you as well as find out more information about the album.
Absolutely. Obviously, the first and foremost opportunity is through our artist e-card, which keeps all of our calendar dates and music, www.artistecard.com/Bishop Hancock. That's www.artistecard.com/Bishop Hancock. And you can also follow me on Twitter, Bishop LLH. And you can also connect with me on both Facebook pages for the music, which is Bishop Hancock Music. And I would love to stay connected with each and every one of you through my personal page, Bishop Lawrence Lavelle Hancock Sr. So we're definitely excited about what social media is doing. And you were doing ministry on the Internet. You know, my page can sometimes be a hot button because I am a servant leader and some of the issues that I address are not necessarily politically correct. But we try to make sure that there is a standard in the body of Christ that, you know, we can do music in that, but we are most importantly chief servants and defenders of the faith. So we're excited about that as well.
I noticed that you don't mind, you know, being able to address issues that you feel like need to be addressed, Bishop. But, you know, I think that's one of the things, again, about the importance of having a platform, being able to use that platform to be able to get people to thinking and, of course, to encourage them, you know, of course, to be able to share their thoughts as well. And then, of course, to be able to come to a mutual understanding. I think that's the key to any kind of great relationship. Again, everyone, Bishop Lawrence Lavelle Hancock has been our guest. Make sure you guys are staying in contact with him. Again, and Bishop, that was artistecard.com/Bishop Hancock. Is that right?
That's correct, my friend.
Okay, so artistecard.com. And we'll put this actually, for those listening to us online, we will put that actually in the notes of this episode on blogtalkradio.com to make it easy for you guys. But it's artistecard.com/Bishop Hancock. And then, of course, as he mentioned, you can follow him on Twitter at Bishop LLH. And then, of course, you can find him on Facebook as well. Bishop, again, congratulations on the single and the album. And it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime.
Thank you so much, Brother Cyrus, for having me today, and God bless you. And we pray that God will continue to use you mightily in this way.
Well, I appreciate that, man. The same to you. Again, everyone, Bishop Lawrence Lavelle Hancock has been our guest. If you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. You can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons that you find there. While we are talking, we're going ahead and having that link added for you guys on our website as well as through those who are joining us through the podcast of blogtalkradio.com. You guys will be able to find it there. But again, that was artistecard.com/Bishop Hancock is where you guys can stay in contact with the bishop and all the things that he's doing with the music. That's going to do it for us for this segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.